Welcome to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast, the podcast for ambitious mujeres who are committed to building a business, career, and life they love. I am Master Coach Wendy Amara, and I'm going to teach you the mindset tools and strategy that will help you stay in consistent action so you can build it. Let's get started. Hello, 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 powerful mujeres. Welcome back. Bienvenidas. We're going to talk about the story of how I manifested my house. Yes, because I am currently living in my dream home. Crazy, right? It is a little crazy for me to actually be able to say that out loud, especially because I dreamt of this house for so long and now I'm actually living in it. We've been living in it for a little under 2 years. It's been about a year and a half. And still experiencing the joys of it. I haven't done everything that I'd like to do to the house, but I'm going to tell you guys a story of how this house came to be. And the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because I get so many questions, right? I actually host retreats here. I host retreats in my community space or different events like the Future Self Experience and different trainings. And people ask me about the house and people want to know the story. And I actually have this crazy story about how this house came to be. I mean, it's crazy, but it's also not crazy because, as you know, with Be Do Have, we manifest everything that we have. We manifest everything that comes into our lives. And your way of being, right, is five different aspects to you: your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your intentions, and ding, 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 that last one, the frequency at which you're vibrating at. That last one is really powerful, really powerful. The frequency at which you're vibrating at can call in a bunch of stuff without you needing to do anything. Even you can just go from be to have, which has happened to me a couple of times. Usually there is some doing involved, though. There is some work involved, right? But listen, I call myself a super manifester, a manifester of excellent degree, because I was able to manifest the twins. So if I was able to manifest like two human beings that are amazing and beautiful and the loves of my life, how can I possibly not manifest whatever else I want? Of course I can, right? And you can too by practicing these same tools. So I'm going to share this story with you because I also want to be living proof to all of you that this is possible, that if you really want your dream home, you can live in it too. With the understanding that your dream home is not the thing that's going to make you happy. You're happy first, and then the dream home arrives. Dun, dun, dun. So it's not the other way around. It's not, well, once I'm in my dream home, then I'll be happy. It's how can I be happy now and be in gratitude for what I have now and vibrate at the frequency of that dream home and then call it in, which is what I ended up doing. Kind of subconsciously, I don't know how conscious I was of it at the time, because the house kind of found me. Okay, let me tell you guys the story. I'm going to start off by telling you all of our property stories because I think this will be helpful for some of you. Here's my disclaimer. I am not a real estate agent. I am not an expert in real estate. I am not a lawyer. I do not know the details of escrow and all of that kind of stuff. So I just want to say I'm a normal human being with ADHD who is smart with money. I will say that. I'm smart with money, who is doing something that I'm really passionate about and wanted to live in my freaking dream house, right? Because I've worked my butt off and I'm in my late 40s at this point and have three kids and, you know, we needed the space. I also wanted a real backyard, which for California and new development is difficult to get. New development with a real backyard in California. Oh, and by the way, for all of you listening to this story, if you are outside California, I just want to remind you how expensive California is to live in. And how expensive real estate is in California. Okay. Because that makes a difference in like, oh, I'm living in a $1 million house, which for California is not that big of a deal because almost all houses are like expensive. All right, let's get to my story. My story starts in 2006 when I married Joey, my husband. And we were married in 2006. And like all married couples, you're socialized to believe that the first thing you got to do is buy property. You got to buy a house, you got to buy a property, or you got to move in together and like live together, obviously, and all that. So we immediately started looking to buy a house. And we were actually in escrow We were married in September of 2006. We were in escrow in a condo in Studio City in December of 2006. So, you know, a couple months after we had been married. And we liked this condo so much that we put an offer in and we gave a $5,000 check as like a goodwill deposit. I don't remember what it's called, but when you turn in an offer, you turn in a deposit that shows that you have cash or you have availability to some cash and that you're a serious buyer, right? And then our offer got accepted. Offer got accepted like on a Tuesday. We were celebrating. And then that night, Joey starts to tell me, you know, babe, I just feel like we should wait. And I'm like, no, that you're just nervous. This is our first property we're buying. You know, we were still trying to figure out the loan stuff. There was a lot of paperwork. And he was like, no, I really feel like something's going to happen. And then the next day, on Wednesday, he woke up and he told me, hey, you know what, babe? I think we should pull out. I think we should pull out of this offer. I'm like, but we already gave her the $5,000. He was like, well, you have like 3 days where you can pull out of an offer because you have 3 days to make a final decision or whatever. And we'll get our money back if we pull out today. This is what Joey tells me. He's like, I feel like something is going to happen with the market. I feel like something's going to change with the market. So I think we just need to pull out and just to be safe. And we'll find another place. So I really wanted this place. It was such a cute condo. It was a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. And, you know, all of our wedding presents were like in a garage, right? We hadn't put out stuff yet. There was no real like living together kind of feeling yet. So I really wanted to get started on our life. But I trusted Joey. So we pulled out. That was December of 2006. What happened in 2007, ladies and gentlemen? The beginning of all these foreclosures, the beginning of the down market, right? Amazing that that happened after, because literally this one condo in 2006 was worth like $450,000 or something. And by June of 2007, it was worth like $200,000. It had dropped like half, 50% of its value, something crazy, or it had ended up it being a foreclosure. Anyways, it was just crazy what ended up happening with the market. So Joey was like, we just need to wait. We need to wait. And then he kept saying, let's wait till it bottoms out. Let's wait till it bottoms out. So I tell that story because one, trust your instinct. Two, sometimes trust your husband's instinct. In this case, it worked out for us. We ended up buying our first condo in 2009 that was a foreclosure. It was so dirt cheap compared to what it's worth now, for sure. So we got into our first property really cheap because we waited until it was the down of the market, right? I mean, at that point in 2009, there were so many foreclosures that really buyers, if you had cash, you were really able to make really big decisions. That was our first property that we bought. Then in 2011, we bought our house, which was also a foreclosure, which we also got for a good deal. That was our first house that we bought. And that's where we had the twins. So we had Vivly at the condo. We moved into our new house and not this house, but our new house, our first house in 2011. And then we had the twins there. And then fast forward to 2019. So like 8 years later, I start to feel like, okay, I think we're ready for what's next. Our first house didn't have a really big backyard. The twins were sharing a bedroom, which at the time was fine because they were little, but I knew eventually them being boy and girl, they were going to need to have each their own bedroom. I also wanted a separate office. I wanted my own office space. And then Joey wanted a man cave. And we just started dreaming about what's the house we want to buy. And by 2019, my business was doing really well. I had like 30 private clients. You know, we could afford whatever was next. So we started kind of putting in energy towards what do we want to build next? We could feel like what was next was coming. Some of you might feel that way about something in your life right now, where you feel like whatever's next is coming. You can feel that there's a change coming, right? Or a change that is necessary or a decision that needs to be made. Go listen to my decision-making podcast on how to make great decisions. Okay. So we felt like something was coming. And then in 2020, the pandemic came. That's what came and put everything on hold. We had started saving for our down payment. We really wanted to keep the other house and then move into a new house. But when the pandemic came, we just put everything on hold because we were like, well, you know, you can't even go on like open houses during the pandemic. It was really difficult to see properties. I'm like, how are you going to buy a house that you only saw through Zoom? I don't know. That's kind of crazy. But you know what? A lot of people bought during the pandemic. They bought in 2020. They bought in 2021. They got really good interest rates or really good deals on houses because there were so few people buying and the competition was like zero, right? There just weren't a lot of people out there. And a lot of people with cash came and bought. International buyers. Yeah. Okay. We had decided to wait. But that whole time, I had already been in a state of, I want what's next. I don't want to stay in this house forever. I don't want to be here for 3-4 more years. I'm definitely ready for what's next. So in 2021, we got invited to a birthday party. It was my niece's husband's brother. My niece's husband's brother, his son was having a birthday party. He's the same age as the twins. So we came to the birthday party. This was one of those times where we weren't on lockdown for COVID. Things were open, but you still kind of had to wear masks, but you could kind of hang out with family, right? It was like a family birthday party for one of their kids. This is what happened, guys. I walk into this house, and the moment I walked in, I was like, oh, I could live here. That was the thought. That was the thought that the universe gave me. I walked into the kitchen and it was this huge, beautiful island. And the living room had these pillars of, oh, these wood frame pillars, right? At the top that were beautiful. And I just looked around and was like, wow, this is a nice house. Okay, go to the backyard. Boom. There's an actual big backyard. For new construction, that's like unheard of. That's unheard of in California to have new construction with a nice size backyard, like a real backyard. Like those of us that grew up in the San Fernando Valley know what I'm talking about. We had large properties. Like our backyards were usually bigger than the lot size for our house. That's unheard of in new development, usually in certain parts of California. So they were on a great street. They were on a street actually that ended in a cul-de-sac. They had a huge backyard that wasn't like a funky layout. It was like a regular, you know, square backyard that you could put a pool in even if you wanted. And they had this gorgeous kitchen. And so I started talking to the mom and she was like, oh, let me give you a tour. And I was like, all right, yes, of course, I'm going to go take the tour. Come upstairs. And it turns out that they have two girls and a boy. Ah, what do I have? Two girls and a boy. And they had the kids' bedrooms down this one little hallway. They already had them decorated like girl, girl, boy. It was perfect. Even the decorations, I was like, oh, my kids would like this. So that was the second thought that I was like, oh, is this a sign? They had an upstairs laundry room. Oh, in our old house, we had a laundry room that was in the garage. If you have a laundry room that's in the garage, my heart goes out to you. I mean, at least we have laundry rooms because I've heard of people on the East Coast who don't have laundry rooms. But the laundry being in the garage just meant we were walking up and downstairs with laundry a lot. This was an upstairs laundry room that had its own door. It had like one of those cute barn door things. And the house had a man cave. Yes, it had a separate space that was like a man cave. The owner was using it as a office, but Joey immediately was like, this would be a great Star Wars room. So I just started thinking, you know, I hadn't even thought about new development. It hadn't even dawned on me. Anyways, we go on and enjoy the party and then get back to our house. And as we're driving home, I told Joey, you know, that house, we could really live there. They have three kids' bedrooms upstairs. They have a separate space for an office. They have the man cave that you like. It's a great backyard. We love the kitchen. We love the living room. Like, it's really good space. It's the space that we would need for our family. And Joey was like, yeah, yeah. It's also like over $1 million. And, you know, let's be realistic, Wendy, here. How are we ever going to get that? And could we qualify for something over $1 million? Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right. I'm just going to tag it in my brain. That's literally what I did. I just put a little tag like I used to do when I was in college and you would get those little sticky little notes that you could put on the side and tag a book, kind of like a bookmark or a certain page that you needed to study or something, right? That had important information. I did a mental version of that in my mind and just went about life. And that was a crazy year too, 2021, in terms of the pandemic came back and then it didn't. And then there was all this controversy, right? So it still wasn't like a regular year. But by the end of that year, I was definitely starting to feel like we got to make a decision about what we're going to do if we're going to start looking for our next house. Because next year, 2022, is the year I want to move. because I had gotten tired of our current house, right? Also, who else got tired of their current house during the pandemic? We were spending a lot of time in that house, more than normal. I mean, I've always worked from home, but the kids were all home, right? All of that. So, dun, dun, dun. Fast forward to 2022, February of 2022. So this is a year after seeing the house. It's 2 years after making the decision that we're definitely going to move, right? We are sitting down having lunch with my niece and her husband. And remember, her husband is the brother of the owners of the really nice house that we had gone to the birthday party and really liked. Okay. I literally remember it like it was yesterday. It's one of those moments that's locked into me forever. They were sitting at the dining room table. I was opening the refrigerator and getting out the almond milk because one of the kids wanted cereal or something, even though this was dinner time, but whatever. So one of them says, oh yeah, you know, the house on, and they say the name of the street that we live on. And they're like, yeah, so-and-so is going to have to move because he got a job offer in another state and they're going to have to put the house on the market. Boom. The moment I hear that, and I know they're talking about this house that I now live in, they're talking about the house that I had been thinking about, the house that the first time I walked into it, the message I got from the universe was, I could live here. I could totally live here. I literally felt like an energetic lightning bolt go through my body. And the message to me in that moment, as I was opening up the refrigerator door and taking out the milk, was, it's your house, Wendy, if you want it. What? It's your decision if you want it. That was the message in that moment. It's kind of crazy that I was able to be locked in enough and present enough to have fully heard it, right? But this was the feeling. The feeling was, if you move to the right, it's your house. Like if you move to the right, meaning I take one step, it was going to be our house. Even as I'm telling you guys this, it's a little crazy of a story, but that was what happened in that moment. That was literally the feeling I had, the message I got in that moment. So I stepped to the right and said, yes, this is our house. So I turned to Joey and I say, hey, we could buy that house. And Joey, of course, was like, do you remember how much that house was valued at? And, you know, now prices have gone up. Interest rates are going up. They're not the 2.0s that they were, you know, back when the pandemic first hit. Everything's gone up. And I said to him, yeah, but we've been talking about buying a house for a while now. And we haven't even, you know, gone out and really looked. And I think it's because this house is our house. And we know the owners. We're family to the brothers of the people who own this house. We should at least go talk to him or go talk to that couple and see if we could work something out. I really think we could work something out that would be a win-win. For those of you that are my clients, you're going to smile when I say win-win, right? So Joey's like, all right, well, let's at least have a conversation about it, but I think it's way out of our price range. And I just remember closing the refrigerator door and energetically feeling like, no, it's done. It's done. It's already done. So I made the decision in that moment that this was going to be our house, right? Now, I called the owner the next day and told them, hey, we heard you guys are putting the house on the market. Would you be open to doing a deal with us? Like even talking about it, what's the price range you're looking at and all of that. And he gave us the specifics around it. And he said, why don't you come look at the house? And this is the range we're looking for. And yes, we are open to talking to you guys and doing this transaction without a real estate agent. What? Crazy, right? Yeah. Now, of course, he's the seller, so he saves money as the seller doing all of these transactions without a real estate agent. But for me, I was like, wow, this is going to take a lot of trusting in that this is supposed to work out. And the feeling I kept getting was keep moving forward, right? So I came and saw the house. And within a week, we had made him an offer. I had figured out, immediately got on the call with a couple of like banks in terms of loans, called my real estate agent, actually called a real estate agent just to ask some questions, but ended up having somebody else look at our current house. And then things just started flowing fast. But it was chaotic and a little bit stressful because they had to be in the state that they were moving to. They had to be there by a certain date. And they had put an offer on a new development that they were going to purchase. And so all the loans had to close at a certain time, right? Or we had to close on our house. And then that loan needed to go over to them. And all of it was like three dominoes in a row had to land at a certain timeline. We figured out that we would have to sell our house because originally we wanted to keep our original house and rent it out, have it be an income producing property like our condo is right now. But that was just going to be too tight financially. It was better if we sold the house and then moved into this new house with a lower monthly mortgage payment that would make more sense for us in the long run, because we also felt like this is where we're going to be for the next 15, 20 years. And guess what? It all worked out. Not using a real estate agent worked out. We did use a real estate agent to sell our old house, and that worked out in a timely manner. Crazy, right? And that was during the time when people were offering crazy amounts of money and no contingency, no loan contingency, no, what's it called? No inspection, no, like you could get away with, I mean, what I consider getting away with like murder for properties. How could somebody buy a house and, you know, release the inspection part of it? I don't know. But people were putting up offers because interest rates were still pretty low, even though they were starting to go up. So we ended up closing on our dream home in March of 2022. But we did a month lease back because they were moving to a different state. We had to like pack up our stuff. It just made sense for us to do the month lease back from the people who bought our house and them. And it was like three transactions, right? Because they were buying their house out of state. We were selling our old house to move into this house. But ladies and gentlemen, it all worked out. I still think it's a little crazy when I tell this story that one, we bought our dream home. Two, we bought it without using a real estate agent. Like the amount of trust, right? You have to be good people on both ends, like both me and Joey being good people and the people we bought it from being good people, for this to have worked out. And then the craziness of these messages that were coming to me from the universe, from God, from source, I call it all, like it's all the same thing to me. It's universe, God, source is all the same thing for me. These messages that kept coming back to me that were so powerful of trusting in what I was hearing, trusting in my intuition, trusting in, yeah, Wendy, you could live here. And then having this actually be our actual home, right? And listening to, oh, they're going to have to move soon. And listening to that moment of that, you know, what felt like electricity passing through my body of a message of the house is yours if you want it. Crazy. Now, listen, we had to move tons of money around. At one point, I thought I was going to have to get my dad involved with money stuff. It was a lot. When you're buying a big house and you're worried about timeline of everything closing and you're worried about escrow closing at the right time so that things don't fall out of place, there's a lot of drama going on behind the scenes. And for those of you that have bought houses before, you know it's a stressful process. This was still stressful. It was just stressful in a short period of time. It was like February and March, April, I think. We might have closed in April. So February, March, April of a lot of stress, But now I live in my dream home. So what is the message that I want you all to take from this story? One, trust your gut instinct. Trust your gut instinct, which means you've got to be listening. You've got to be present enough to hear that internal voice, right? That voice coming from source. That I think is actually us talking to ourselves, but it's this higher power version of us, right? That is talking to us in that moment. You have to be present enough and listening enough and have built enough of a relationship with your instinct to be able to listen to it, with your intuition to be able to dance with what it's telling you to do, to be able to really take in what it's telling you to do and to execute on it. And then once you've made the decision to move forward with something, right? Once I took a step right, I was in. I was like, I'm in. That's it. Then it's sticking to that decision. It's sticking with that commitment that you've already made. because the universe is aligned with you. It has said, I will move mountains to help you make this happen. Let's go. And then it's just about let's go. Let's go. I'm also clear, if I wasn't practicing be, do, have in my life for years, I don't know if I even would have heard that internal voice. I don't know if I would have known that this message was literally for me and have jumped at the opportunity, because it was a lot of work in a short period of time, but I've heard people who've been trying to buy a house for years, right? Putting out 6-7 different offers and never getting accepted, or I was crazy for a couple of years there. And I feel really bad for young families who were struggling with finding the right place for their family because of all the ups and downs of the market. And then interest rates changing. And now interest rates are super high. Now I don't even know if we'd be able to afford our own home that we bought a year and a half ago. Crazy, right? Crazy and not so crazy. Here's the bottom line, guys. You create your reality. Life is not happening to you. You are happening to life. And the more awake you are to that, the more you will hear the universe, source, God, your best version of yourself talking to you. And the more you hear that internal dialogue of, yes, it's possible. Yes, this is meant for you. The more you can take action on that. And when you take action on that, that's when you start to feel like you're in flow with life. That's when you start to feel like things are aligning for you. And then creating things actually becomes easier. It really does. It actually becomes easier. I love you all, and I will see you all on the next episode of Yes, Mujer, Build It. Keep dreaming big.
This is your reminder, Mujer, that you can absolutely build it. You can build the business that you want. You can build the career that you want. You can build yourself into the person that makes all of that happen. And it requires learning how to manage your human brain, learning how to dance with your emotions, and learning how to stay in consistent action, which is exactly what I teach in Inspired Action, my group coaching program. Join us today for accountability, support, community, entrepreneurship, strategy, and actually learning how to implement the mindset tools that I talk about here. Go to wendyamara.com and click on Inspired Action to learn more. You can also follow me on Instagram at wendyamara to stay up to date on my latest offerings. Don't forget, Mujer, that if you really want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. So come take action with us. We get in the water every single week. I'll see you on the next Yes, Mujer, Build It.